USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has her dinner interrupted by Trump administration opponents in New York City. Then over the weekend, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says she was thrown out of a restaurant in Virginia because she works for President Trump. Now, U.S. House Democrat Maxine Waters of California is applauding those responsible.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, you get out and you stay in a crowd, and you tell them they're not welcome.
Waters also calling at that rally against Trump administration immigration policy for the president to be impeached. Just getting word that reality TV star Richard Harrison, famously known as the old man on History Channel's Pawn Stars, has died today. His son Rick Harrison confirming that his father passed at 77. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A wildfire still burning out of control northwest of Sacramento, California, threatening hundreds of buildings. The Pawnee Fire has already destroyed 12. Meanwhile, in southwestern Colorado, the 416 Fire is still burning, having scorched over 34,000 acres. It's now 37% contained. But the weather there is not good for the firefighting efforts.
I horribly regret that. Are you kidding? I've lost everything.
That's Roseanne Barr expressing regret as she breaks down during a podcast interview over the weekend over the racist tweet she sent out last month, which led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot by ABC.
And I regretted it before I lost everything. And I said to God, I am willing to accept whatever consequences this brings.
Barr saying she's lost everything and now is nothing but a, quote, hate magnet. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Gasoline prices continuing to decline across most states. The national average down about 6 cents a gallon over a week to just above $2.83 now. Here's our John Clemens with more.
Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
Michigan fell 15 cents on average. Indiana down 13 cents. Ohio fell an average of 7 cents. So some of the largest decreases were seen in the Great Lakes. About 49 of the nation's 50 states saw declines in the last week.
Wyoming was the only state with an increase up by 4 cents a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
The second man to walk on the moon is now suing his children and family foundation, Buzz Aldrin claiming that they've been taking advantage of his trust and finances. The 88-year-old former astronaut accusing his kids of slandering him, telling people he has dementia, and working to undermine romantic relationships. And if you grew up listening to the radio in the 60s and 70s and 80s in New York City, you'll remember this guy.
Big Dad, proud to be with you. 70 cloudy WABC degrees in New York town.
The legendary Dan Ingram, who spent decades on New York's WABC, jocking the Dan Ingram mess, as he called it, has passed away at 83. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.